Radio friends, I welcome you again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today I want to speak on some helpful don'ts and do's of life. Some helpful don'ts and do's of life. We take our scripture from 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings 6, reading at verse 1. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell." So he answered, "Go." Then one said, "Please consent to go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. Verse 5. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Therefore he said, "Pick it for yourself." Verse 7. Therefore he said, "Pick it up for yourself." So he reached out his hand and took it. Let us pray. Father, we have come again to search the scriptures, and we are trusting that your spirit will speak to our hearts as we look at some of these helpful don'ts and do's of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Most of us are more familiar with do's and don'ts, not don'ts and do's. But I feel that it is better to go from negative to positive, from smaller to bigger, from rags to riches, from down to up, from bad to good, than the other way around. Let us go now from don'ts to do's. I gleaned them from the portion we just read now. The context is the dissatisfaction Elisha's students felt regarding their accommodation. They needed more living space and so decided to do something about it. They were to go to the Jordan and cut wood for expanding their dormitory. They begged their teacher to go with them, and he consented. This expedition furnishes us with these helpful don'ts and do's. Let me go straight to them. The first one. Don't be static in life. Be progressive. Healthy dissatisfaction leads to progress. That's what we find in verse 1 of our text. Healthy dissatisfaction leads to progress. The sons of the prophets were dissatisfied with their living conditions. They observed that the accommodation was not ideal. They did not have enough space, and so they decided to do something about it. But you may ask, but who are the sons of the prophet? The sons of the prophet is a nomenclature that means students of the prophet. Webster Dictionary says that the sons of the prophet refers to a group of people who have the calling to prophetic ministry and have come together at one place to be schooled in hearing and recognizing the true voice of God and how to properly and timely minister that word with grace and wisdom for the greatest glory of God and the good of mankind. He said that Samuel is recognized as the founder of the school of prophets, which was continued by Elijah and Elisha. Remember, the first don't and the first of the series of don'ts and do's of life is don't be static, be progressive. Contentment saves you from envy and covetousness, but a healthy dissatisfaction makes you progressive. Are you satisfied with your spiritual and material life as it is? Fine, do nothing. But if you are not, go to God in prayer and ask Him what you can do to move forward, to progress in life. Number two, don't walk alone in life. Choose to walk with somebody, but choose wisely. This is from verse 2. The sons of the prophets chose to walk with the servant of God. The first person you need to choose to walk with in life is God. The hymn writer got it right when he said, "When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way." The next person you need to choose to walk with is a heavenly wise person, not a worldly wise one. Don't choose to walk with sympathizers. Choose to walk with intercessors, people who can pray. Sympathizers may touch your emotions, make them worse or better, but intercessors touch heaven on your behalf. Those are the kinds of people you need to walk with. Number three, don't value only your own things. Value the things that belong to others too. We find that in verses 4 and 5. The axe head fell into the water, and the servant of the prophet who was using this screamed. He was so much affected by the loss of that axe head. And he said, "Master, alas, it was borrowed." This man who lost the axe head felt bad losing what belonged to another person, not merely because he would be required to pay for it, according to Exodus 22 verse 14, but because he would be regarded as a bad steward, a careless custodian. Do you value what belongs to others? You run down the apartment where you live now because it's not your own, but you are expecting God to give you your own house someday in the future. When you are late to activities, what you're saying is that you value your time more than anybody else's. Some value their own children more than those of other people. Don't value only your own things. Value the things that belong to other people. Number four, don't be a naturalist or an atheist. Believe in miracles. Verses 6 to 7. The axe head that fell to the bottom of Jordan floated to the top. That was a miracle. Miracles are those acts that only God can perform, usually suspending natural laws, as is in this case. Baker's Dictionary of the Bible defines a miracle as an event in the external world brought about by the immediate agency or the simple volition of God. It goes on to add that a miracle occurs to show that the power behind it is not limited to the laws of matter or mind, as it interrupts fixed natural laws. So the term supernatural is exactly what he says. Supernatural is above the natural. These believe in the existence of God, even though some of them claim to be Christians for that reason, but they do not believe in miracles. Atheists do not believe that God exists, yet they argue over the existence of God. Isn't it foolish? for somebody to argue over that which is not. Naturalists or materialists explain everything that happens in terms of natural causes. The supernatural does exist. There are times when God meets our needs supernaturally. You better believe it. And finally, don't depend on miracles for everything. Do some things yourself. In the last verse of our text, it says, therefore he said, as Elisha, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. Elijah said to the man who lost the axe head after it floated to the top miraculously, pick it up for yourself. You believe in miracles. Believe in miracles of healing. But you do not take care of yourself. You don't eat right. You don't live in a clean environment. You don't get sufficient rest. Don't depend on miracles for everything. Do some things yourself. We may not like don'ts and do's, or do's and don'ts for that matter, but they can provide helpful insights in our spiritual and physical life. These things take us from the negative to the positive side of life. Shall we pray? Father, we are thankful to you now and ask that the Spirit of God will really burn these truths deep in our hearts to take us from where we are to where you will have us be. To be progressive in life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.